Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on this morning. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. I thank you for your word. Lord, speak to our hearts and our minds on today. Speak to our spirits. Fill us up with your spirit, O Lord. As such a time of is this in our dispensation of life, the dispensation of grace, but also this current day and time, Lord, strengthen us for the battle because it is a battle. Strengthen us for the battle. And I know that we are victorious in you. Bless us on today in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to go back over to Luke 22. We left off on verse 42 when Jesus says, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. Verse 43. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Strengthening him. When you pray, you receive strength. But you have to initiate the prayer. God can do all things. All things are possible through Christ that strengthens us. All things are possible from God. But it takes some onus on us also to do our part. Just like Jesus said, pray that you not fall into temptation, Luke 22 and 40. That means there's some responsibility on our part to do certain things, and prayer is one of them. We have to pray. And so Jesus, after he prayed in verse 43 of Luke 22, an angel came and strengthened him. I'm going to take you back over as a reminder of Matthew 4. When the enemy, after Jesus had fasted for 40 days, the enemy comes after he is hungry. After he is hungry, watch your appetite. After he is hungry, enemy comes and tries to tempt him. And he says, you know, if you are hungry, command these stones that they be made bread, throw yourself down. They will catch you because it says in scripture, you know, he will catch you lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And he says, I will give you all these things, all these kingdoms, if you will fall down and worship me. Jesus, every single time, gave him the word of God. That's how he fought. The sword of the spirit is the word of God. So he gave him the word. But at the end of that, it says in verse 11 of Matthew chapter 4, after Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, it says, the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him, strengthened him. There are ministering angels. There are angels that come to minister, to strengthen us. If they did it for Jesus, they are doing it for us. When we pray, even in the book of Daniel, Daniel prayed, I believe, for 21 days. He prayed and an angel came and said, Daniel, the Lord heard you when you first prayed. But the angel was warring against principalities in that region in order to bring the answer back to Daniel. There are angels that are fighting on our behalf, and there are ministering angels. And when you pray, we receive strength. There is an order and a structure to the things of God. All beings have a responsibility and are held accountable for what their task is. And so God dispatches angels to do particular things for him in this life. And he does it according to his plan. Not that God can't do it himself, but there is a reason why there's 7 billion people in this earth and there are, I don't know how many angels there are. I don't, hundreds of thousands, who knows? It would be a total guess. But there are angels. And when Jesus prayed, the angels came and strengthened him. We have to pray. Prayer brings strength. It brings your spirit in alignment with God. You receive answers from the Lord. You receive his power and his anointing because you're being filled up in your spirit. You're getting full of the spirit. when you pray and you earnestly pray with a sincere heart, pray. Amen. So let's go to verse 44 of Luke 22. And being in agony, Jesus being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. I got to stop right there. Depending on what your situation is, a couple of minutes of prayer ain't going to do it. It's not going to get you through. It'll be, you know, it's like drinking milk as a baby. The Bible talks about that. Milk, you know, Paul says, I would that you could receive meat. You can receive solid food, but have to keep giving you milk. If you have something really serious going on in your life, and you need an answer from the Lord, and you need him to intervene, you're going to have to go there. Deep calleth unto deep. You're going to have to go there. Not that God can't answer on the first prayer, but what is it that you're after? What effort are you willing to put in? What are you willing to do? I'm reminded of the story of Abraham. God tells Abraham, I want you to sacrifice your son. Now, Abraham knew that Isaac was the promised child and that God had promised him a son, and that he told him that many nations would come out of his loins and that his descendants would be like the sands of the sea. Nevertheless, he took Isaac up to sacrifice him, because it says in the book of Hebrews that he counted that God would raise up Isaac from the dead. That was what type of faith he had, but he was willing to go all the way. Not that God did not know that Abraham was going to go ahead and sacrifice his son for him, but Abraham needed to know, how far are you willing to go? And Jesus says, does it right here. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, harder. The fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. The fervent, hot prayers and effectual, specific, pinpointed, getting right down to the nitty gritty of what is needed. So he prays even harder, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. He was praying so hard, they say, that capillaries, you can be in such agony and such pain that your sweat, you can begin to break capillaries in the skin, and blood can be mingled with the sweat and fall down off of your face. So it is possible. So Jesus was sweating drops of blood. He was in such agony. So he prayed even more earnestly. Verse 45. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. The disciples were such in sorrow because Jesus told them that he was going to be leaving them. And one thing about being depressed, a lot of people, or you're in agony, you're in emotional torment and pain, you want to go to sleep because you don't want to feel it. You don't want to deal with it. You want it all to go away. And you're praying that when you wake up, somehow things are different. So the disciples here went to sleep during a crisis. I'm going to stop right there for today. I know we're in the middle of the thought. We're going to continue with Luke 22 discussing the betrayal of Jesus. Please join me tomorrow on The Word of Me. God bless you and have a wonderful day.